Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across the country as well as around the world and via the internet and satellite. Now, also a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, and let's not forget also our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe right now. Now, we also want to give a special shout out to everybody who's working on the Third Watch, and that includes everybody doing whatever it is you're doing right now. It's all important, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. I want to give a special shout-out to you guys and gals in the 18-wheelers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check us out by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And he's back, folks. He's back joining us tonight. We have our compadre, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle.
All right. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, sir, buddy. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation. Under God.
Under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we'll remind everybody about those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first of all, everybody wants to know how you've been.
Well, thank you, Captain. I've been on the mend. I got real sick. I got an infection, but I've got the doctors were helping me and so forth. And I'm glad to say that I'm coming out of it.
Yay.
Thanks. Yeah, I want to thank everybody for their well wishes, their messages. And the captain was telling me as well that a lot of folks were sending in messages asking about me and then also saying they were giving their prayers for me as well.
You bet.
And that just really touches my heart. So from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you so much.
Now, I want to play a little short clip here. It's 48 seconds long, and it's Joe Biden with a couple of things he said, and then there's somebody that rebuts what he says here. It's a little video made by a friend of mine, and here we go.
I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem. As Democrats, we know what we're for. Our Republicans don't seem to be for anything. Name me something they are for.
The Constitution, stopping the border crisis, stopping inflation, less government control, fixing the economy, stopping riots, lowering crime, innovation, freedom of speech, less censorship, taking down multimedia oligarchies, the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, stopping lockdowns, voter ID, shrinking the IRS, less taxes, keeping our Second Amendment rights, accountability. Does that list work for you, Bal?
That's my buddy Fitz down in Sarasota that made that.
Yeah.
And I he says everybody needs to hear this. I says, you got it. So there you go.
Well, I love it. Well, of course, yeah, Joe Biden, maybe that was one of his off-script moments or something, but, you know, rhetoric just isn't enough. And he thought it was. He'll just go and say, what are they for? But, of course, you know, Fitz gave a pretty good laundry list, you know, and then some.
Lately,
Republicans are for.
Lately, every time Biden opens his mouth, he lies. Everything he's saying is an absolute lie. He was talking about some things pertaining to the parties and who did what and all that sort of stuff. And we've got the best economic numbers that we ever had in our country. Oh, we created all these jobs. Blah, blah, blah. They still haven't created the amount of jobs that they lost.
Well, of course not. And just the other day when he came out and gave his COVID speech, he talked about the amazing accomplishments that he's done. You know, they don't know when to give up.
No, what a lie. And if anybody's, exactly. If anybody's paying any attention, it's very easy to debunk it. Now, by the way, Biden warned Russia of swift and severe consequences if they walk away from diplomacy and attack the Ukraine. Now, with Biden, Putin knows that weakness is provocative as he seeks to reconstruct the pre-Soviet empire. And this is coming from not just Biden, but people like Senator Tom Cotton, Senator Rand Paul.
Well, sure. And to a great degree, I think that's what Putin wants to do. Will it be Soviet Union number two? Well, we'll see. But he knows what he wants to put together in order to have the geopolitical power that he truly wants to wield. And he's seeing the Joe Biden administration as the perfect road sign that says, you know, exit here. It's time, you know, you can come on over, that kind of thing.
And it was some really good news yesterday for some of the people that still are taking the vaccines. Moderna's COVID vaccine has been fully approved 100% by the FDA after all the testing and all that stuff that was being done, and will be marketed under a new name. It's called Spikevax.
Yeah, I saw that. I was wondering how they came up with the word Spikevax.
I don't know.
It sounds a little scary. Because you have to get an injection.
Yeah, and it also reminded me of like jab. What would you call a jab, Max?
Right.
All right. Well, whatever. Okay, hold that thought, my friend. Folks, we'll be right back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, on a Tuesday morning as we move along during the nighttime here. And by the way, it's Tuesday, and gosh, I couldn't think of what that might mean, but we'll get to all that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, I got a little bonus for you because this morning when I get off the radio, I'm going to go down to St. Pete, down on 4th Street to the Village Inn. I'm going to have breakfast down there. Jeff from Sarasota is going to meet me. And if you want to stop by and have breakfast with us and meet Jeff and myself, you can do that. We'll be right there in plain sight. We had one of our listeners come and visit us. Let's see, it was Mary come to say, call back, Kyle, sorry. It was Mary, and Mary called us. I just cut Kyle off by answering the phone line here. Anyway, it was Mary that came over and had breakfast with us, so if you'd like to, you can. Now, in the meantime, real quick, MyPillow.com sponsors this segment of the program. That's MyPillow.com. Go over there to the Radio Listener Specials page. Take a look at all the things they got over there on sale right now. They've got some insanely low prices on a bunch of overstock products over there, and you can save 50, 67, 75% on a lot of things that are over there. All you need is the promo code CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them on the phone, you can call them at 800-641-5459. Remember, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. So give them a shout out there. And by the way, you got 60 days to use the product. If you don't like it, you send it back and you get your money back. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Sorry, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
All right, I was trying to answer the phone, and I hung up on you a bit, but I answered the phone for, I do believe this is Ian, so let's make sure. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I just want to say, I grew up in South Jersey, so we were in the same media market as Delaware.
Yep.
And I was aware of Joe Biden as far back as 1969. I knew what was going on, at least politically, I think, at any rate. One of the reasons why this Biden regime is failing, there's a lot of them, and I'm not going to go into every one, but one of them is The whole entire thing is built on a lie. This is a reflection of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Joe Biden only lived in Scranton until he was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden's father never worked in a coal mine. Joe Biden's father, in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, owned a car dealership.
Yep.
Now, owning a car dealership today is a good gig, and it was a better gig 70 or 80 years ago.
Sure.
70 or 80 years ago. So Joe Biden came from a privileged background. There's nothing wrong with that, but to say that his dad worked in a coal mine, that's a lie. Joe Biden says he's Irish. Joe Biden's not Irish.
That's
his
right.
Family's from Sussex, England, mm-hmm. which is southeastern England, okay? He said he marched in all these civil rights marches.
Nope.
He didn't do anything.
Nope.
The reason why Joe Biden was a senator for so long is because Delaware has a special status as a corporate chancery court state. And there's a lot of bank headquarters there.
Right.
Joe Biden works for the banks and the credit card companies and the interest rate chargers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden is a plagiarist, a liar, and incompetent. He steals other people's credit. You watch.
Mm-hmm.
When they decide to make COVID go away, Joe Biden's going to dive in like he was Superman and say, I saved everybody.
Yep.
I lit COVID. Now we can go back to normal.
Yep.
I mean, look, this whole thing, not the government, but the whole people running this government, they're illegitimate.
Right.
They stole the election, man.
Yep, they did.
I don't care what anybody says. They stole it. They committed fraud.
Yep.
We all saw it happen before our eyes in those six states.
Yep.
You know, that's why this thing's falling apart. You can only sustain a lie for so long. You know,
sure.
By the way, before I go, their ideology is built on a lie. It doesn't work anymore to the extent that it ever did work.
Right.
Because we're running out of money.
Yep.
And pretty soon they're going to print so much, it's not even going to be worth it.
Right.
Anyway,
you're right.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Well, go ahead, Kyle, because Ian is spot on again.
He really is. Talking about, Joe is not really Scranton Joe. That's just a construct. That's something that, you're supposed to think, well, he's more like an everyman, that kind of thing.
Blue-collar city union worker.
Exactly. But
mm-hmm.
Joe Biden is far from that. And he shows it, all the time. But he wants you to believe the concoction of that. And it just is so sad because, people want politicians, elected leaders that they really can relate to. But who is Joe Biden? What is a Joe Biden? It's still hard to tell.
Mm-hmm. When you find out, you let me know.
Right.
Now, after centuries of being shut out of the political perches in the nation's largest cities, we now have a whole bunch of newly elected black politicians that have been elected in what I would call an unprecedented wave. Now, a lot of them are presenting of themselves as, in some cases, believe it or not, conservatives, and they're running on traditional American values. But in some of the cities, it's presenting him with a rare opportunity to show all about this I, me, my stuff and the Black Lives Matter and all that. But that's going to go away, too. Mark my words.
Well, I think you're right. And I think that, I think African-American voters should ask themselves the question, what have the Democrats ever really done for them? They have constantly pigeonholed them into particular political ideas, expectations. They believe that African Americans are going to vote a certain way simply because they look at what Joe Biden said. If you're not voting for me, you ain't black.
Right.
I mean, how offensive is that? But basically, a lot of these black leaders that are being elected, as you mentioned, yes, they are starting to embrace more conservative values. They're going to find out and show the world that this will actually help people. It will not only help black people, it will help the community. And it's going to further and further erode the Democrats' masquerade that they are somehow the party of the African-American voter, because they really never have been.
Well, I'm glad you just mentioned the word masquerade, because there is definitely a big-time problem right now with what is going on and with the fact that they just, no matter what they say, nothing is true. What's supposed to be true isn't true, and what isn't true it was never going to be true to begin with, if that makes sense.
Well, of course. Yeah, it's always a bait and switch. It's always a, we're going to fight for you. Come back every 2 to 4 years and say, we're going to fight for you. Otherwise, they're going to put y'all back in chains. You know, that's not my words. I think that's Joe Biden, I think. Yeah.
That's him.
And they say these kinds of things to stir up the racial strife, whereas regular conservative policies, American policies in the sense that, you know, hey, when rising tide lifts all the boats, mm-hmm. that's what helps to make people feel like this is our community. It's all of our community, and we're going to rise together.
Now, to solidify what Ian just said, several governors met over the weekend, and Joe Biden was talking to them on a big screen TV. They had a Zoom call, I guess. And the governor said that Americans are going to have to learn how to live in a world with COVID-19. We're not going to manage this to zero. So said New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, who happens to be a Democrat. We have to learn how to live with this. He said that also during an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. Well, that means the Democratic narrative is falling apart right in front of us, as Ian just said.
Well, exactly right. You know, Captain, the whole idea that we could have ever had zero impact, you know, or zero cases of a new virus that has been introduced into the human population somehow, quote unquote, you know, that's just not practical. It never has been. That's why the shutdowns, all these things were just, you know, actually, I think, exacerbated the problem to a great degree. But now, of course, the idea, it's out there. It's going to be in the environment. There are certain ways that we can protect the more vulnerable. We know a lot more about it. And this is the way we have to move forward. Otherwise, we're going to be masking all the time, shutting down, canceling trips, canceling events, and on it will go.
Right. Now, we're getting ready to take a break, folks. And when we take that break and come back, we're going to tell you about a Michigan high school student who sued his school for suspending him for privately talking about his Christian beliefs with another like-minded young man, and they were overheard, and they booted both of them out of school because they talked about religion in school. Imagine that. And this was a public school in Michigan.
This is a really big-time story.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it.
Yep. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with, with Kyle Warren. He's going to take us to break, and we're going to bring us back from break. So here we go again. Take it away, Kyle.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden said Monday his administration is committed to improving the border crisis by trying to, quote, figure out why migrants are leaving their home countries for the U.S. in the first place. K.T. McFarland, the former deputy national security advisor under President Donald Trump, spoke with Fox News.
The irony is that we're talking a lot about the Ukrainian border, and yet we're not talking about the southern border of the United States. It turns out that to be a member of NATO, you have to have a secure border. We don't have a secure border in the south.
The White House says President Joe Biden will meet with Senate Judiciary Committee leaders on Tuesday to discuss the upcoming U.S. Supreme Court vacancy when Justice Stephen Breyer retires. A recent ABC News poll shows 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all potential nominees, not just female black candidates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, people ask me, they go, do you really take that product? Yes, I do, because of two words. It works. It works. And I've been taking it for over 7 years. Now, the other thing is, if you want to know what it'll do for you, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at everything that's over there. Read all the little information they've got. There's a little video there for you. And it'll explain to you how it's made, how it's all natural. The ingredients of turmeric was resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support your body's natural response to stop inflammation, pain, swelling. And it goes right straight to the source of the pain that you've got, and it lowers or eliminates the pain altogether. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is good for you. It's something your body actually needs to have. And it comes in convenient little packets, and it supports your healthy joints and muscles and the healing process, too. So $19.95 is all it costs for the 3-week quick start. There's no clubs to join. There's no hidden charges, none of that sort of stuff. You'd start it out at $19.95. And then if you want to continue it, obviously the price will go up because you're only getting a 3-week supply. But the price will go up when you order it full time. It'll come every month. I take it twice a day, every day. I keep it in my system because then I don't have to worry about whether or not it's working, because it does. And I'll tell you what, with this cold weather we've had the last couple of days, my arthritis and my bursitis, it kicked in overtime, and I've had to take an extra dose of the Relief Factor to keep it under control. But It works. It still works. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. After all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Now, we have a unique story out of Michigan. A Michigan high school student has now sued his school for suspending him for privately talking about his Christian beliefs with a friend who, by the way, was a member of his own church. And they were talking about it, and somebody overheard them. They went to the principal and said, oh, they're talking about religion out there. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Well, I guess the school had some sort of rule or something. And before being suspended, the student alleged he was asked by a faculty member why he had not self-reported his sharing of his religious and political beliefs with fellow students to school officials. You ever heard of that, Kyle?
Well, I actually have. I think we could call it the Soviet Union, for example, at least that mentality, perhaps things that go on perhaps in communist China. In other words, that ilk, self-report that I did what? That I talked about my own personal religious beliefs with a friend of mine, both on school property and in private text messages outside of school with friends. You know, this is really, really very scary, Captain. You know, one of the things that we have the ability to do, don't we have the freedom to associate? Don't we have the freedom to talk about what we want to talk about with somebody else? You know, and unfortunately, because the state doesn't like the view, maybe they don't like religion or they don't like Christianity, mm-hmm. more than likely Christianity.
And,
but
yeah, in this case, it wasn't the state. It was the school itself. Because the student alleged that he was told that talking about religious or political beliefs on the campus was not allowed anywhere for fear of hurting someone's feelings. He alleges the faculty member told him that he must stop all religious conversations with other students because if overheard, this might lead them to feel offended and unsafe. Isn't that amazing?
Well, how offended and unsafe could a person feel when the school says, you can't talk about this particular thing? Now, you know, we're talking about, you know, biblical beliefs. We're talking about God, your relationship, you know, this kind of thing. This seems to be, in other words, Captain, if someone walked on campus and said, you know, I have a particular spiritual view about this or that, I'll bet you anything the school would say, okay, yeah,
well,
more power.
We are talking about freedom of speech at a public high school.
Well, of course.
And he wasn't inside when he was doing this. He was outside.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is quite, as I said, a very scary thing because it is a real slippery slope. You know, you can't talk about this. You can't talk about that. It's not like he's trying to get somebody to, you know, do some illegal thing or something like that. But especially when you're at school, you get to talk to people about different things. Gee whiz, when I was growing up and in school, you heard all kinds of different things, and you talked to people about things, and if you didn't like what they were saying, you didn't have to eat lunch with them, you know, this kind of stuff.
Well, listen to this. Listen to this. The complaint, which was filed on January the 27th, just a few days ago, in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Michigan, states that the school's principal and assistant principal allegedly explained to the student that it was the student's responsibility not only to stop hurtful comments and behaviors, that's what they're calling this, but to preempt such action. Now, the student said that the administrators warned him that anything he did or said in school, outside of school, on social media, could negatively affect his future employment prospects. Now, that's a statement that was meant to be a threat. And this young junior, high school junior, is going to own this school.
Well, one might think, because
it's freedom of speech.
Well, of course it is.
Freedom of religion.
Of course it is. Yep. Yeah. I can't imagine that.
And he was not in school doing this.
Well, that's right. I can't imagine there might be a myriad of woke, quote-unquote, subjects that he could have been discussing or students could discuss that the school is not clamping down on or any of these kinds of things. And so, unfortunately, they've once again singled out, someone who believes in what the Bible teaches and so forth and simply discussing it with someone else. Doesn't sound like he was proselytizing somebody.
No.
It sounds like he was just having a conversation.
Standing outside talking to his friend and other friends that, again, all went to the same church.
Right. Well, that's Big Brother. That's from 1984. That's the watchful eyes of Big Brother watching and listening to you to make sure you don't say something that's wrong.
Now, I got another one for you. Did you hear about Joe Biden talking about the bridge that fell down in Pittsburgh, and he raced to Pittsburgh to get there for a photo op to talk about his Build Back Better bill that needed to be passed because of things like that bridge, that old bridge, that 150-year-old bridge?
Right. Well, I think didn't he say that it must be a misprint in his teleprompter that it was a 50-year-old bridge, which it was. But he said, no, it's a 150-year-old bridge. And unfortunately, we see the horrible disaster of this bridge. Nobody would believe it was built 150 years ago.
Okay. The bridge was built in 1970 of rigid steel construction. And for the past 10 years, it was rated in overall poor condition by the Pennsylvania Department of Construction. 447 foot long. It was called the Forbes Avenue Bridge. And all of a sudden, boom, down she went.
That's right, and that's unfortunately sometimes how this happens. It just suddenly gives.
Well, Biden got it wrong, and the media clammed up.
Well, of course, because, that's a ridiculous statement to make. It certainly wasn't built, 150 years ago. But it may be, Biden, the president today misremembered about the, that kind of, I guess they could explain it that way.
The president forgot today that he was, by the way, good morning. Good morning to Jeff from Sarasota. Did you see the Spanish in there?
Let me see. Yeah, I just think that there it is.
Buenos dias, Capitan y Kyle.
That's right. Some Spanish lingo today. That's
yes,
great.
Yes,
thank
Jeff
you,
is showing his diversity. Okay. Well, we're getting ready to take a break here, but when we come back, folks, we're going to be doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we have got a big-time storm again, coming from Texas. It's already all the way to Canada, up along the lee shore of Lake Erie, Lake Ontario. Holy cow, I'm telling you. This is one heck of a winter, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We're going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yeah!
are listening to ACDC, Back in Black. That's my special request. That goes out to all the Creek Carrier drivers, Schaefer Trucking, and Hunt Transportation drivers, too. We hope you guys are being safe tonight and you're not caught up in the bad weather that I'm about to tell you about here. But first, I'm going to turn it over to Kyle, because, Kyle, you got a little bit of something up here in Washington. I talked about it last night and the night before. Snoqualmie's got a winter storm warning on it. Might be a little challenge to get up there. And then 4th of July's got snow up on it. But, boy, have I got something to talk about. So you take it first.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Yes, we are tracking, of course, the winter weather advisories up in the north, but we're going to start in the central part of California right now, southern to central part. We've got a freeze watch happening north of Bakersfield, and then that's going to go all the way up to about Fresno and up to Merced if you're coming up Highway 99. Also, this may bleed over a little bit into Interstate 5 as well. So when you got a freeze watch, make sure you got your fuel right, because you don't want to be sorry. Also, looks like could be a wind advisory coming across Donner tonight, so be careful of that. Snoqualmie Pass, that's right, 28 degrees right now, and you've got change required. You've got snow, slush, and ice there on the road, and change required on all vehicles except all-wheel drive. So you want to be aware of that. So if you're traveling in that area, be prepared. Also, we've got up in Washington, coming out of Seattle along I-90, you've got winter weather advisory. If you're coming south of North Bend, heading over towards Roslyn, you may encounter some of that winter storm watch. Also, winter storm watch tonight north of Missoula, Montana, but this winter weather advisory and winter storm watches are going to encompass all the way down through Missoula, Helena, Bozeman, and then also up in Glasgow along U.S. Highway 2. We've got a wind chill advisory up there. Now, real quick, down in New Mexico, Albuquerque, we have winter storm watch. If you're coming up I-25, definitely be aware of that, because that's going to continue all the way up into Nevada, where it Colorado, where it becomes a winter weather advisory.
Yep.
All the way up through Denver and Fort Collins.
Up to Cheyenne.
Up to Cheyenne, exactly right. And then, of course, high winds as you head out towards Elk Mountain. Also tonight, looking up in North Dakota, we do have a winter storm warning. This is going to start along I-29. This is going to start in Minot, head all the way up towards Fargo, and in some cases, it looks like it may head almost all the way up to the Canadian border. Otherwise, we do have some active snow going on right now in North Dakota, and so certainly if you're coming along Highway 2 or Highway 52, you've got some active snow going on right there.
Well, here we go, because moving over to Minnesota, where George is at, staying nice and toasty tonight, you got a winter storm warning right along the border there, Moorhead, Minnesota. You got some big-time snow coming. Of course, it's flat up there, so when it snows and it blows, you can't see anything. The snow is about halfway over to the Twin Cities right now, making its way to the east. Some windy conditions down below. So I-94, I-90, you're going to get some weather. Now, let me drop on down here to Nebraska, the southwestern corner of Nebraska, to include I-76 coming up to I-80. You're going to be in snow all the way there. Also down into Kansas, I-70, all the way across to St. Louis, then all the way across St. Louis to Kansas City to St. Louis, to then we got to go to Indianapolis. Got snow all the way there. Snow all the way to Columbus, Ohio on I-70, nonstop. And you might find a winter storm warning as you go across the central part of Illinois, too. We've got about a 75-mile stretch north-south in Illinois and about a 50-mile stretch over in Indiana for I-90 and I-94. And Michigan, LJ, you're getting snowed on. You got a winter storm warning headed your direction. You got snow in your general area. Snow up in the Upper Peninsula. Snow down in the northern part of Arkansas. Snow all across Oklahoma, I-40. Snow coming up I-35 from the Metroplex, Dallas. Matter of fact, it's not quite, but almost all the way down to San Antonio, but not quite. A little bit northwest of San Antonio, but it will be moving to the east. Now, this snow is going to continue all the way up. Get this now, folks. I-90 all the way to Buffalo, all the way to Rochester, and continuing to move east. And we do have the big lake effect machine kicking in again along Lake Erie from Toledo all the way to Erie, all the way to Buffalo, and then Lake Ontario all the way to Buffalo to Syracuse to Oswego, on up north all the way to the Thousand Island Bridge. So you've got lots of snow there tonight. Now, kicking it on down into the south, we've got a freeze advisory tonight in the northwestern, let's see, not quite the northwestern part, but over west of Live Oak, Florida, over towards Tallahassee. Some chilly temperatures up there tonight. Got some windy conditions along the Gulf. There is some weather that'll be finding its way back across again, as there's another low pressure system going to dip on down again towards the weekend down this way. Now, we're going to get some warm weather here for the next couple of days. Temperatures Wednesday in the middle 70s, going up to about 70 or 72 today. But Thursday, Kyle, we're going to be around 82 degrees.
Wow.
Before it goes back over again and gets cooler again on the weekend. Crazy weather we got going on here. And then we got some coastal flooding over there in the east from Daytona on down to about West Palm Beach because of the way the wind's blowing down there. So that's what we got. Now, tell us about the pilot and Flying J, please.
Well, folks, as you're out there, especially in these winter weather conditions and these big blizzard conditions and so forth in some areas, you want a hot cup of coffee, pull into the Pilot or Flying J. The coffee is never stale, and you're definitely going to get a great cup of coffee when you pull in. And especially if you pull in to find safe harbor for a while in these storms, and if you've joined the Drivers Club and you've clocked in some points, you can start using those points to go in and buy food or supplies or whatever you might need at the Pilot or Flying J. And if you haven't joined the Drivers Club yet, that's the perfect time to do it. Simply go in on site, join the Drivers Club, or you can go online to pilotflyingj.com and join the Drivers Club there. Download the My Rewards Plus app, and you can start tracking points that you buy for all the fuel and supplies and food that you buy. And by the way, what can you get after six fills? Well, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after just six fills. Try that with 15 with the other guys.
Yeah.
So definitely pull into the pilotflyingj.com today. You can use their locations function right there on their website.
So be careful, you guys, and make sure you listen to your weather radio for any further advisories and updates traveling across I-90, I-94, I-80 from Ohio west, and then, of course, I-65, I-75, I-57, I-59, I-40, I-70, and I-25, and I-29. I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and Kyle warns you, don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.